A lot of these people were just out of graduate school. They were young PhDs. They were from all over the country. They were much more cosmopolitan than the older faculty.
I went to universities in Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Harvard, Berkeley, and Johns Hopkins. I got my PhD at Johns Hopkins.
And they were impatient with the slow rate of change in the faculty. had contempt for the administration, expressed it.
The university was out of its fucking mind. I think in some of the other departments that there were a whole bunch of people who didn't give a shit. I don't remember anybody in the hard sciences who was at all concerned about this issue. History and sociology, political science, international studies, it was more of an issue to those departments.
And David Roth, I don't know if you're familiar with him.
So I was really urging the Faculty Senate to get involved and stand up, you know, for due process, that they had a right to some proper hearings before they were put out of the school, before they were summarily expelled. These guys were all pretty scared to do anything. They were probably, many of them were probably also assistant professors too, and were scared about losing their tenure, and nothing did happen. There was no advocacy. So I spoke out on it repeatedly, and then the pressure on me began to build. There were times when you really get scared. Ku Klux Klan frequently came to the house in the evening, and I remember twice calling the police, and the police said, "Are you okay? Have you been hurt?" I said, "No." I said, "They're outside. They're lighting their crosses and marching around the house for the last 2 hours." And they said, "Well, let us know if you're hurt." And that was when the wife left, you know. And actually, I told her, "I think you're right. It wasn't fair for her to have to stay there because of my determination." You know, I was very, very, very hurt and upset. I saw it as a major, major injustice.
Oh God, idiot! He was one of these people who shot from the mouth, you know.
And they were cynical. They were, for the most part, the ones I saw were laughing sort of at me and saying, "Your guys did it. You know what your guys did today." That was the phrase. "You know what your guys did today."